Usually on Mondays, I always feel like I'm going to go unfiltered on the NFL or an NFL-related topic, but not today. Nay, that anger goes towards the Chicago Preds game, but not where you think. It's time to go unfiltered. Ooh.
We all have our filters. Well, most of us. This is Fitz Unfiltered. Now, Jason Fitz.
Oh my God, just stop. Like, seriously, this conspiracy theory that refs are against the Nashville Predators, that referees are out there calling a game so that somebody wins, just stop. We are only 5 games into the season, and we already have this? I mean, we had to listen to this throughout the entire playoffs. At the end of the game, the Preds are up 1-0. The refs miss what should have been a call. The Blackhawks score the tying goal and go on to win in overtime. It's going to happen sometimes. It happens in every single game, in every single sport. Referees, through and through, at the end of the day, are human. So if there are hundreds of opportunities to make calls throughout the course of the game and they miss one, that's probably going to happen. Heck, the best quarterbacks in the NFL only complete, 60-something percent of their passes? So that means about 40% of the time the best quarterbacks in the NFL don't do it right. But you want the referees to be at 100%? You have lost your mind. Preds fans, if you're that guy this morning that's going to come in with some great conspiracy theory, it's on you. If you're that guy that's going to come in this morning and blame a loss on a ref, it's on you. Even in the Jets-Patriots game, which has maybe the worst call I've seen in years, even in that game, I will not blame a referee for a loss, because guess what? There's a lot of game that can be played. There's a lot of opportunity to win a game. Does it stink when a ref misses a call? Yes. All right, it stinks when a ref misses a call. It also stinks when your team doesn't make enough plays to win the game, and ultimately that's what has to happen. It's not about the refs. It's about the guys that actually play the game. There's no conspiracy theory. The refs are not as bad as you want them to be. The fact is, the refs at the end of the day are human, and when you learn to do your job perfectly, then you can lecture a ref about theirs. Until then, sit down, shut up, and color in your book.
I think Tony Gwynn got out like 70% of the time he went to the plate.
Duh.
Greatest hitter maybe ever, I've ever seen at least. I completely agree. It's really funny, the dynamic between fans and referees. It's obviously a very interesting part of sports because it gives people an excuse, but that's all it is. It's just an excuse. The ref missed a call in the Blackhawks game. Yes, absolutely. And it's what I find interesting is that the two things can't coexist. Like, hey, they're human, they made a mistake. And also, they're not being paid to make calls against my team. Like, think about, and we always say this, think about what it would take for the NHL, who made a bunch of money, real live money, on the Nashville Predators being in the Stanley Cup final, right? They may not have capitalized on it 100%, but it was, the Predators were good for the NHL. Gary Bettman has a long time been supporter of hockey being in Nashville. That the reason hockey is in Nashville in the first place is the commissioner, Gary Bettman, right? Like, he was the spearhead. This was his pet project. This was a big deal. That would then take him, a guy who has long time been in support of hockey in the city and clearly generates revenue off of hockey being in the city and going deep into the playoffs, him going to the head of officials and saying, I don't think we should help the Predators. Let's go out of our way to make calls against the Predators. Or that referee's a diehard Blackhawks fan. That's the other one I love.
Right.
The referee is clearly a Raiders fan. The referee's clearly XYZ team against my team. And I don't understand why. Listen, bad calls happen, folks. Like, it's just a part of the sport, and we're never going to get it out of the game. Listen to baseball fans talk. They like it when refs get calls wrong. Like, they want the umps to get calls wrong because they're like, for whatever reason, baseball fan, and I don't understand this, and I love baseball. I know you don't. But baseball fans are like,
I love this part of baseball.
Unwritten rules and.
No, I love the managers coming out and yelling at the guy. Well, like, if Lavi would skate out and just go off of the guy.
Baseball fans were having an argument after the Nats-Cubs game on the guy getting back to the plate and taking his hand out the bag, and they're like, yeah, you're out. But, when they're like, well, the spirit of the rule, like,
no, you don't
clearly
change the,
got
no,
back
no, you're
safe.
Either out or you're not. That's it. Like, it's not a spirit of the rule thing.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
The spirit of the rule says that he's safe, blah, 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 but his hand got in the bag.
You're either on the base or you're not. But baseball purist fan will tell you, oh, I like how it's not perfect. I like the human element. Like, baseball fan is the only guy who's like, I like when it's actually a ball, but they call it a strike.
And then Eric Byrne, who is on MLB Network, says, like, you know what? It really made me mad when I played that they would miss these calls. Because you can have an experiment of a baseball game where the pitches are called by a robot. It's like, wow, that game flowed perfectly.
To me, it's a little like, at this point on Twitter, you know, everybody likes to call millennials snowflakes or whatever and go after them. The biggest snowflakes in the world are diehard sports fans. Because y'all are convinced that and Tennessee, like, this
guy is falling.
Nashville is becoming that. What, last week where it's suddenly the refs are against the Titans, and this week the refs are against the Predators. Guess what? Neither
of those franchises are
so relevant that the refs have to go out and be against them. Right. I mean, it's just it doesn't happen.
You know who the NFL is out to get? The Patriots. Tom
right.
Brady. Like, that's who yeah. they're out to get. They're not out to get anybody else.
Tell me that they're coming in and suspending your player for footballs, or they're making up rules going in, and you could say, you know what, this isn't at all what's in the collective bargaining agreement. You can be like, they have a problem with our franchise, maybe. But a ref misses a call, it doesn't mean suddenly that the world hates Nashville. I mean,
no.
It doesn't mean that the climate of the sports community is against your favorite team. It is such a whiny little society now whenever you don't like a call.
And football and hockey especially, like, baseball is such a slower game that I think the mistakes are magnified. And I think that's – in hockey and football, you could be a trained expert for 50 years watching that sport and still not get the call right in real time. That's how hard it is, how fast hockey and football are in real time. Anybody who's been to a Predators game can sit in the stands and miss things all game long because it's just so hard in person to keep up with everything that's going on the ice. And you got three guys out there, and you're going to miss stuff. It's just like in the NFL, you're going to miss stuff. It's too fast. It's too physical. There's too much gray area there when it comes to especially things like interference in hockey and holding in football. It's just hard to catch everything, and it's just the nature of the sport. And listen, was it a bad call on Saturday night? Yeah, it was a bad call. Was it a bad call that Colton Sisson's goal got overturned and wasn't allowed in Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final? Yeah, it was a bad call. I think Philip Forsberg's skate was up in the air. Reasonable minds can disagree on that. Was it inconclusive? No, it probably wasn't. It shouldn't have been called. I get that. Things go wrong for your team in sports. That's why we watch the games. But this whole conspiracy theory that the refs are out to get my team is referees have never cost anybody a game. I don't believe in my heart, except for the Seahawks-Packers game when the Hail Mary was actually a touchdown on the last play of the game and the ref said, no, incomplete. Like, unless it's the very last thing that happens and you literally just completely botch the call.
Yeah, or you give, like, an extra down where it doesn't exist.
Right, like, when it's so egregious that you've just made such an unbelievably huge mistake. Like, actually, the field goal was good and they ruled it no good.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be so egregiously bad to say that's the reason you lost the game. Listen, the Predators were tied 1-1 in overtime. Go win the game. Go win the game. You have not been good in overtime. You need to get better in overtime, and you didn't go win the game. Okay, that's it. That's the end of the story. It sucks. It's a bad call. You played a great game. Take the positives away from it and move on.
At some point, we all just need to stop. Like, just stop with the complaints about the bad calls. Stop with the conspiracy theory that anybody's against your team. Just stop with all of it and accept that humans make mistakes. And at some point, that means there will always be some bad calls. And believe it or not, every ref isn't biased against every single team.